Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Men in Faith and Action radio station with your host, Justified in Cocaine. It's another beautiful Sunday afternoon, and with no further ado, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Mr. Cocaine. You in the building with me, sir?
What it do, Brother Justified? God bless you, and God bless everybody out there on this beautiful Sunday. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all the glory goes to the Most High. Without him, none of this would be possible. And it's not that we perfect, but he's perfect all the time. So we got some good conversation today. Growing up in the stool, give them a glimpse of what we got going on today, Jeff.
Oh, man, as usual, you know, we like to bring our callers in that take time to call in and speak with us, give them an opportunity to share with our listeners how God has impacted their life. And today we'll also be going into some dialogue about things that we can do, you know, to bring a positive change to our communities, you know, ideas, different organizations that are out there. We open up our telephone lines to you to call in. The call-in number is 646-200-4945. Want to give a shout-out to all the callers that are on the line right now holding on. We're just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. If you hold on with us, we're going to definitely bring you guys in to join this conversation.
Well, I'm excited about this year, man, because anything, number one, first fruit, got to do with the Lord, hey, it's Mando. And this this beautiful radio right here, Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, it's a good platform set up, man, for people to walk by faith. We ain't got to be, like I said, all perfect. You know, you can come to all walks of life to open up dialogue because it's bigger than you, it's bigger than Justified, it's bigger than myself, it's bigger than all of us. And you never know who you help on the other end by giving your testimony. So with no further ado, what it do, Just Man? Praise God, man, we living. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Like you said, it's very powerful to be able to, you know, share testimony and to listen to it and to be able to, you know, hear from somebody else's point of view what God has done for them and, you know, how they never would have made it, as Marvin Sapp liked to say there.
Yeah. So I did this one cut. We wanted to debut it. You know, me and Justify was talking about it, and it'll be a perfect platform to debut this record that's on my new album. You know, not to plug the album and talk about that, but this song is very meaningful because it's like street gospel, and it's really giving that testimony. Sometimes we're afraid there and give our testimony because people, you know, are looking at us and this and that, But ain't nothing wrong with, because a real G know how to cry whenever the times get rough and ain't got nowhere else to go but God. That's the time when God comes in, you know, because none of us are perfect, like I said, but at the same time, just opening your mouth and having that voice is everything. Just look at Justified. Just look at Cocaine. If we can do it, anybody can do it. You know what I'm saying? And when we get to put our heads together like this in unity, you know, for one seed, this is going to grow because God is in it. It's bigger than us. So we just playing our part in his motion picture. You dig? So I wanted to debut this song. It's called What It's Like to Be Me. It's featuring my daughter, featuring my son. And that's what it's about, y'all. It's about family. We all got family. And when you get to a certain point in your life to where you start to look around to where doors are closed, certain friends run out on you, when the chips were down, you know, it seemed like everybody was around when you was up and you ain't got nowhere else to go. You can always go somewhere, and that's to God and your family. So this song, I wanted to debut, and I hope y'all feeling it. You know what I'm saying? The song was bigger than me. It was just giving my testimony and using my family. And that's the best way I could show the whole world, you know, by action. You know what I'm saying? This is the way God intended for us to be. You dig? So no more jaw jacking, y'all. You know, I hope y'all feeling it, and God bless y'all, everybody out there. You dig?
Amen to that. We're going to break out, you know, the world premiere of this new Cocaine, What It's Like to Be Me. And you can also visit YouTube and type in Cocaine, What It's Like to be me, and check out the video. We're going to get into that right now.
Here we are, arrived at the last part of my album. And you know I have to touch on something real, real deep. They don't know what it's like to walk in your shoes. Testimony, like Hill Street Blues. A ghetto child is born with no state of mind. Mother's eyes as he's embraced with a hug, and that's the very first time that he knows and feels love. Innocence of a child is pure imperfection until he go and meet pain. It's like an infection. Now his innocence God took him out of earth.
Thank you. the love he once possessed as a child. Is the love that he feels is now going out of style. It's hard to smile when it's nothing to smile about. So he grows up following a different route. He starts slanging and banging, hanging with the thugs. That seems to be the only place he really found love. Until it hit close to home. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, that you're not alone. I used to think to myself, how can God love me and let me go through so much harm? When all along, he was carrying me in his arms. Now I claim the victory and give it to the Most High with glory. And when the world hear me speak, I got a cold ass testimony to help someone. For love is the key. And that kid I'm talking about, that kid is me. Close the masterpiece.
Yeah, that was some deep, deep moving testimony from the one and only Mr. Cocaine. Love that joint right there, brother. Really, really, really love that joint.
Man, it's deeper than they think. If they knew better, they do better. So we all accountable, you know, and that's just something, you know, something to balance it out. You know what I mean? And, you know, I hope everybody, you know, really listen to the message in that song and be encouraged to give your testimony today, you know, because that's what it's about, you know, give a testimony. And plus, we really want to touch on the community, tying in God and family structure, you know, to the whole thing because it's tied into the community and that's what we're about. So, you know, let's go into some callers, Jay, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a lot of callers on the line. I want to shout out our area codes. We got 760s, 772s, 323s, 720, 951, 347s. They all in the building, and we appreciate you all for taking time out of your Sunday afternoon to join us on Mafia Radio. We're going to get it started, and I'm going to go into this 323 that's been holding on for a minute. Let's pull them in. 323-901, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, Men of Faith in Action.
What that is, Playboys, it's Dorado Weasel Low, Coca Justify.
What's going on with you, big homie?
What it do, Wave?
Hey, you know what, homeboy, I'm just blessed like you, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I definitely have to give you a big shout out for that that testimonial record you just played, man. I was seasoned. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, fam. This my folks right here, this Weasel Low, it's a solid cat. You know what I'm saying? We grew up since the sandbox, and we, you know, we appreciate you accepting this invitation. We was talking earlier, you know, just before we started the show, and one thing I want to ask you real quick, going jumping right into it, Wiz, it's like a lot of the homies look up to you. They know you're a rider. They know you put it down, and you've been loyal to the soil since day one. And it's like now we, as we got older, fam, you start to look at things different because the older you get, the wiser you're supposed to get, especially because you have children now. So the thing that I see about you, Wiz, is that I see your transformation, but you never did change. Ain't nothing changed but the weather. It's like, how do you deal with giving the homies back something for the community as far as, you know, having them think a different way and maybe not go so much hard like we did once upon a time, because maybe it might be for family or maybe it might be for just positive change in your life. Go ahead and elaborate on that real quick, brother.
Well, man, for me personally, man, just coming from what people would call, you know, a street cat, a real nigga or whatever, you know, when you get these titles, some things you got to try to live up to. But the best thing I've ever did in my life as far as my transformation is when a nigga just decided to grow up and mature, you know, and become my own man and individual and make my boss decisions. Like, I'm not going to be one of the motherfuckers that's out here causing terror no more. I'm going to do something constructive. So I started a nonprofit, Survival of the Fittest International, Inc. And what we do is we mentor youngsters that been through what we've all been through, whether it's family members on drugs, parents and shit that ain't been in the home, fatherless homes, whatever. We mentor them. We give them some game and let them know things that we've been through. But more than anything, we give them solutions to some of these things. Like, we find entrepreneurship in all of us. Everybody got
bring,
you know, so the key thing, man, to giving back to our community, the black community, the brown community in particular, or just poor communities, man, we got to teach these kids entrepreneurship, and we got to find skills that they have and bring it out of them. So the best thing for me, man, just lead by example. You know, I could show them that I've been through this, but look at me now. You know, I found entrepreneur skills as far as entertainment goes, music, records, whatever. We figured out, okay, if we need a record deal, let's give ourselves a deal. We're going to go entrepreneurship, put your own record out. If you want to be an actor or entertainer, you know, try to get your own movie. Be your own director. You know, you ain't got to go knocking and beg nobody for no job, especially when you got minimum education, minimum resources. So the best thing you could do is get educated, get seasoned, and listen and learn. You know, and we got to lace these youngsters, starting with our own kids. And if you're able to reach out to somebody else, that's just as good. But got to be a father to your children, and you got to give them good information, man, to tell the nigga that's real, what's right and what's wrong, and we got to push the righteous shit. You know, entrepreneurship, that's what's saving my life as we speak, just being able to work for myself and just have dignity and not have to beg nobody for a job because I create my own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know what? And to interject on that's powerful, because you know what? Sometimes, you know, a lot of people become carnal and too much judging. And see how God used you instrumentally in his plan, you know, people going to relate to you because they know where you've been. And for them to see you and how you have your relationship with your son, how you season your son and he's sharp, that really draw across the board and people are going to follow. And because it's not so much that they're following you in particular, they're following what God is working through you, fam. And it's like, if you can do it, a person that been on 10 toes on the ground, real on the concrete, stuck on the telephone pole, real with it, and then for them to see you do this transformation, like we were sitting, you got a cooking show with TJ and different other things of entrepreneurship. You know what it does? It inspires these kids to really go a direction, because we don't know it or not, y'all, from rappers to hood leaders to whatever, you know, radio personnel. We are those type of role models because they don't have other outlets to go. So it's like if certain areas are clogged up, they're going to go to the areas to where they're inspired by. And, you know, to see brothers like that's from the hood and MCs that come down to that level to where they showing this, like, if I did it, you can do it too. And, you know, applaud you at Mafia Radio, man, and going up here and really – really encouraging our comrades to step up and don't be in the cut, you know, give your testimony because it's really helping somebody and it's encouraging for a brother like yourself, Weasel, to come on the show and just really tell that intelligence because we know most of our peers are in jail are very talented and very intelligent and it's locked up that are lifers, fam. And for us to go ahead and be frontline soldiers like this, we got to implement this plan down. And Rome ain't built in one day, but you got to start day by day, brick by brick. So we salute you, man, for coming on Mafia Radio, giving that testimony and just giving a solution, because I know somebody on the other end is listening like, wow, I didn't even know he had nonprofit organizations and captain of that, and you just inspired somebody out there, even if it's not three people long, it's one person. you know?
Got that right. Got that right, man. Well, you know, I'd like to salute you and Justified and Mafia Radio for just having this open dialogue and just be able to come together every week and just, you know, come together with some good ideas, man, you know, so we can inspire each other and inspire some other youngsters or some old seasoned cats to just keep working. Then that's what we're here for, homeboy. And y'all niggas know anything you need from the local, as long as it's gasoline and highway, the local is there. I'm moving.
Already. Let's get to the next caller. Much love, Waves.
All right, much love.
Yes. Call line is blowing up right now, man. So we have a 951 that's been holding on for quite a minute. I want to bring them in and let them join this conversation. 951, you're in the building.
Hey, what's good with it, man?
How you doing, boss, man?
Can you hear me? Hey, Justin.
Yes, we can hear you.
What's up, Coca?
What's happening with it? Who's this?
Hey, this is John Shaft, man. It's been a minute, man, back when you was messing with Higher Level and S-Loke and all of them.
Yeah, what's happening with it, fam?
Oh, man, you know, just out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, change the way I do this. You know,
hey, man, God is looking for gangsters. He's looking for all of us. He found us, man. I'm glad to hear your voice. You dig?
Yeah, man, it's been a minute since we was in Shaynette's garage recording.
Yeah, we doing this radio program. Hey, we want to ask you some questions real quick now that you called. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got answers. Brother.
And the question, brother, and I know Justify, I want to ask some and elaborate on it, but the question is, what are some of the things we could do for our community to affect positive change?
Well, me personally, I've started my own music thing. It's called On One Music, and basically I'm On One just on a different level. I've been sober for a little bit over a year, and, you know, I'm a member of a 12-step group out here in Moreno Valley called the Moreno Valley Alano Club, and basically, you know, we do outreach to the community. What I do personally is gang diversion and things of that nature, and I use the avenues of, you know, the music to put it out there. On February 9th, I'm going to have something called the Mike Bully Melee, where anybody that's involved is going to be donating the proceeds of the percentage of the winning to the Utopian Umbrella Foundation, which basically gives parolees resources, literacy programs, things like that, for when they hit the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if these rappers out here, they like to rap about balling and, oh, this is nothing and that is nothing, it should be nothing for you to put $25 down and watch 15 of it go to a good cause and take your $100
off. Hey, man, say that.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes, sir.
And, you know, I've been a long way. Like, since the last time I seen Coca, you know, I done been to prison. I done had two kids. You know what I'm saying? But since I've had my son Joel, if anybody ever, you know, Cocaine, he likes some of my statuses. He sees some of the stuff I do. I've been working with the extras and things of that nature. Free Nutty Blue, by the way. And
Already. God
bless.
You know what
I'm saying? I've been in talks with Candace and everything with the JXC thing. And, you know, the extras were nice enough to come up to my showcase in the high desert. And what we're trying to do basically is uplift and edify and educate the youth on, you know what I'm saying, the pitfalls and the seedier side of the business, because a lot of stuff happens in the back rooms. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff happens at the after parties. And you might just be a light drinker when you start, but you might develop a worse habit trying to hang with, you know what I'm saying, some of these industry cats. These girls that just want to be dancers or just want to be promoters end up being something totally different and doing something that they would neither any other time wouldn't have done trying to make it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And this is just, it's a commonplace in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it really is, it's a result of what the media puts out there. They push this ratchet music. They push this stuff. You know what I'm saying? They push this pop, Molly, and drunk. The music is out there right now to make you do things, not to think about much. But there's real heads out there that want real music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They want to be uplifted and want to be educated to these things. So, like I said, what I do, you know what I'm saying, I go through my 12-step program, I work my steps, I do the things that are, you know, with clear-cut direction, and I continue to go out, and everybody where I go, you know what I'm saying, when I hit that stage, they already know what time it is with Shaft. You know what I'm saying? Don't pass me a drink. Don't pass me nothing but a Monster or some water. You know what I'm saying?
I
have to be an example. I got, you know what I'm saying, I got children that are watching me. You know what I'm saying? I got fans that are young that are watching me. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. And in the grand scheme of everything, when we're gone, and I'm sure Justified Coco, you can agree on this, but we gone, the money, the house, whatever it is that we may have accumulated, mean nothing. Our children are our legacy to this world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Take
you know
your time, Jack.
It's contingent upon me to convey a message to the masses that I don't believe in, you know what I'm saying, what I used to believe in. It's not about, you know, forgetting where you come from. It's saying that this is where I'm at now.
Let me interject on that real quick, because we got to get to some more callers, brother. All due respect to the callers, too. And beautiful what you were saying, too. You know what? What I get up out of this real quick is that it's about family principles, you know what I'm saying, establishing that first, because we have to be able to be fathers and mothers to our children. That is tearing us inside up out. You know, we always can look at the branches of the problem, but we always have to get to the roots of the problem. And it starts with us. And we got to get out of the concept that we can be, that it's too late. It's never too late. You know, it can start from one grain of sand or just one seed, and then it can really do what it's going to do, because God is the God of exalt. He is nothing that he can't come to pass, you know. So, you know, we really ask you to stay encouraged about what this brother right here is saying. It's, you know what I'm saying, he's on to something, and God is leading his way, you know, first and foremost. And we applaud you at Mafia Radio, fam, for getting it out there. And that's what it's about. Plug,
sir.
Take it from this brother. Plug it. That's what it is. This platform is to plug them out, let them outreach programs, ministry, whatever it is, because they've taken it away from us, y'all, and we need to take it right back. We don't need to ask. We need to take it. And the only way we're able to take it is stop pointing fingers at people what they used to do and look at them about what they are now, because if we do that, we'll be able to put our pride and look at our own self, evaluate our own minds. You know what I'm saying? And stop being ye cast the first stone without sin. Embrace each other. And, you know, it's, a lot of people are not going to listen to it. But we're not talking to a lot of people, because 100 people that go to be a Navy SEAL, it's only 10 of them that's going to make it. So we're talking to the 10 of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we applaud you, brother. We embrace you. And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir,
if you have anything
that.
To say, justified, brother, to this brother before we get to the next caller.
You know, I just want to thank them, you know, for calling in, and I reached out, you know, to quite a few folks through the Facebook and through the Twitter, and, you know, just appreciate, you know, any man or woman that, you know, would take this platform to call in and you know, talk that real talk. It's much needed. I feel that, you know, we have to lead by example. There's so many of us sitting back, you know, saying what should be done. Well, it's about time for us to put our faith together and do it. You feel me? So we appreciate you for sharing your insight with us, bro.
All right, man. Hey, Coke. Hey, Justify. One last thing. Check out the Economic Development Department at Shield of Faith Christian Center, right there off of Holt and Enid in the city of Pomona. That's where I got all my game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, say that.
You
say that again. Say that slower so people can get
okay.
that.
Okay. There's something called the Economic Development Department. It's headed by Pastor Jason Scott at Shield of Faith Christian Center off Holt and Enid, between Enid and Dudley in the city of Pomona. They have a lot of help, a lot of outreach, a lot of gang diversion and things like that, entrepreneurship programs. They'll teach you how to shoot a video. They'll teach you how to do sound, do lighting, things of that nature, just like what Weezer was speaking on. It's entrepreneurship, helping us use our own resources within our own communities to help enrich our communities.
Yeah. Yes, man, that's a blessing, and Godspeed with that, brother, and we appreciate you. And,
I'll see you soon, Coca.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we connected, man, because I'm telling you, I was lost, but I'm found now, man. Bless you, man, and like I said, it's how it happens, man.
I was faded 3 days ago, man. I done heard what you've been up to.
man, I'm
real
cool.
Good, bro.
Hey, man,
man,
God got his
it's
hands
awesome,
on
man.
Me. God got his hands on me, and he got his hands on all of us if you want to accept it. Don't think just because you're going through something, and this is for everybody out there, when you're going through something, your darkest hour,
You know, that's when God comes in. You might not think, you know what I'm saying, that I can't do this, ain't no use of that. Oh, I'm stuck here, I'm stuck in this mentality. God never intended for you to be depressed or worried, but his hands is on you regardless, even if you're in the darkness. So praise God for
that's
that.
That's when he can use you. That's when he going to use
sir.
You.
Yes,
when you
sir.
Have, when you run out of ideas, that's when he going to put the idea in your head.
Man, God bless you, man. Much love. Salute.
Yes, yes, we got a bunch of callers that are chiming in, trying to get in and share their testimony and join this topic. I got a special partner, a cat that I've had the blessing of doing some work with, has done a lot, you know, for the community of Victorville, the HD. He's now out on the East Coast doing his thing, and I'm going to bring him on the line real quick because I know his time is very, very valuable. Great brother from the community. Mr. Anthony Chambers, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you today, boss?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you loud and
wonderful,
clear.
Wonderful, wonderful. Actually, I'm good deal. I'm elated to hear that you gentlemen are doing what you're doing. Justified. I'm very, very proud of you, young brother, that you've stayed true to your mission and carrying the mantle since I'm gone. So it's a blessing that something is still going on in the Big HD.
Oh, praise God.
Amen to that. We appreciate that. Coming from you, it means a lot. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
So,
thank you. Y'all heard that?
I'm mighty light. I'm honored.
Oh, God bless you, Saint. Hey, that's what it's about. Victorville, you know, all the way over. You know what I'm saying? To the other side of the globe. That's what it do. You know, God is reaching out, and he's handpicking his soldiers, and we happen to be vessels. So let's get on to the next caller, Famo.
Well, real quick, before Mr. Chambers gets out of here, I know that he has a book that's out there that I'd like him to, you know, speak on real quickly. And, you know,
that's
about faith and about, you know, some positive things. He does a lot. I'd like to just give him, you know, a moment to run over that real quick.
All right. My bad, brother.
Well, Justified, thank you for the opportunity to share this. You know, as you know, I pioneered a great deal of activity there in Victorville for 20 years of my life, and as much as I gave, I gained as much as well from the young people that I service. And but I've taken my work outside of the four walls and taken it globally. I do two radio shows here in Florida, one called Discover Your Power and the other one called Pay It Forward. Now, my book is called Power Up Your Faith and Take Charge of Your Life. And it's a very, very powerful tool for anyone that's interested in taking their next level of development on their spiritual journey. The idea is to realize that God is not in the sky, but he's in the hearts of men, and that we have tools that we're using every day, but we don't know how to use them. We're using them to our disadvantage as opposed to our advantage. And so this book gives you tools and shares with you how to use what you already have, your basic powers of thought, emotion, and your power of choice. Now, you gentlemen have made some changes in your lives because you decided to make a different choice. And wherever you are, the universe meets you at that place. And so God is meeting you right where you have decided to make the change. So whatever you focus on is what expands in your experience. So, gentlemen. You can pick up the book on Amazon.com or either AnthonyChambers.org, www.AnthonyChambers.org. And actually, you can listen to my radio shows right there from my website. But again, gentlemen, thank you so much for having the opportunity to share with you, and I just want to share with you that I'm most proud of you and your efforts in terms of what you're doing and giving back to your community.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chambers. I really appreciate you, and I'm honored, you know, to have you call in and share that information. This guy is for real, you know what I mean? He does a lot. He sat down with me, gave me some, you know, good game there in his office at his home, and just a great brother to know, and I appreciate you, you know, coming on to the show and sharing that information with us. We'll definitely continue to plug that because it's a book that I feel like everybody should read and learn how to utilize the power that lies within ourselves.
That's it, my brother. Mighty light.
Yes, yes. We're going to keep it moving with these calls. We got a lot of folks in the queue that got their hand up and they want to get in and join this conversation. I'm going to go to some of my buddy boy fam. I see him in the building. I appreciate him calling in. Let's bring in the homie Baby Loke. What's going on with you, sir?
All right, we're shining with a man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and my brother over there. What's going down?
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. How you doing?
Oh, man, you know, hanging like that, trying to get what you got, going through a lot, you know what I mean?
Man, well, we vessels, man, and like we say, you know what I'm saying? We glad and we appreciate you calling because it's hood brothers calling, it's Christian brothers calling, it's Muslim brothers calling, it's informative information given out there, and for you to go ahead and do this, man, and so many other homies is going to follow your suit because it's bigger than all of us. So we appreciate you coming on the Mafia Radio Show, Men of Faith in Action.
Yeah, I just wanted to put out there, man, I'm glad y'all doing what y'all doing because people like us, when I say people like us, I mean the gangbangers, the hustlers, the pimps, you know what I'm saying? People like us, it's hard for us to listen to a dude on the pulpit saying you need to do this, you need to do that, and God, 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 when you ain't never walked in my chucks, you dig? So for somebody that's been out there hitting the pavement like people like us, it's easier for us to relate to people like y'all on a platform and an outlet like this. You know what I mean? So y'all going to reach more masses than the mother cats up in there with that fake passing the plate shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to pick up y'all, you know what I'm saying, because y'all doing something that the mother cats can't do. Y'all hitting the blocks with this. And that's greatly appreciated because a lot of us need people like y'all to get us to the right place, you know what I mean? Because y'all can feel where we coming from, and we can feel where y'all coming from, because we've been there together.
Yeah,
so that's all
yeah,
I
want,
you know what I'm saying? Big y'all up, man, and you know what I'm saying? Give y'all praise, because y'all need that.
Man, we appreciate you for that, and it's no different than Malcolm Little to Malcolm X, Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? It's all, you know, Saul to Paul. It's just certain things that we go through, you know what I'm saying? But how are we going to get to it in order for us to get to it? How are we going to get to it in order, if we don't go through it, I mean? So, you know, for you to come on the show and to give your testimony, really, and to just express how you feel is really touching a lot of lives and correcting situations and helping people think, young brothers in the hood, our youngsters is going buck wild even more to really give it and ponder on the thought and think that, okay, Baby Loke said it, Weezer Loke said it, brothers like that said it, well, I'm going to think about it. And that's all we want everybody to do is just think about it. Because look at your situation, brother. You're a talented brother, Baby Loke. You know what I'm saying? The reggae that you do, you're not just faking with it. You really doing your stuff. And look, you walk that line. You walk that main line. You know what I'm saying? And it's like at the same time, big ups to your brother who's locked down, who will be getting out soon. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. It's like you carrying on that baton for him. You know what I'm saying? You could be doing some silly-ish right now. You could be into anything, but you choose to compose yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to think different. It's not that I'm telling the young homies, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, but you're just telling the homies and showing them by action that, look, let's just think different. Maybe if we think different, all the things that we so stubborn on getting out, it'll automatically just rub off on us, you know, and rub off of us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all the enemy Shaitan is doing is blocking our blessings because he wants us to stay stuck in quicksand, brother. And when you struggle in quicksand, brother, you only sink more. But the good thing about it, he uses brothers like this radio show, this platform, brothers like all the brothers that call, you know, and sisters that can call in too. God, it's no telling who God wants to use. And he's not going to use it in a way to where a preacher or a imam, I think, or this person, he's going to use it the way he's going to do it. You know, and we encourage you, man, encourage everybody. Listen. Look what the homie Baby Loke from Oside did. Called in. And gave his jug on the situation, and that's what it's about. So, you know, if anything you want to say justifies it, that was powerful to me, Baby Loke. But anything you want to inject and ask his brother as well, Jess?
You know, I got a great, you know what I'm saying, relationship with Baby Loke. And, you know, the brother is definitely a real one. He's always, you know, been there in my corner since we've had the pleasure of knowing each other. And, you know, I definitely want to thank him for calling into the show because, as you and I discussed earlier before the show, that it's going to take us, the ones that, you know, the youth are looking up to, that see on the TV, to see on these stages, to see us moving it, for them to hear it straight from the ones that they respect and can relate to, that God is everything and without him we're nothing. So, you know what I mean? Big shout out to you, Baby Loke. You know, you didn't call your moms and had her praying for me and my situations and all that. So, you know, not only are we
big ups to moms,
brothers in Christ,
God.
Big homie.
Hey, you know, man, all praise due to Allah. Without him, you know what I'm saying, there ain't no us. So, and I want to commend y'all again for doing what y'all doing, because I've been going through some things right now, legally and emotionally everything, you know what I mean? And to hear the big homie like Weasel Loke, you know what I'm saying, and Coca, you know what I'm saying, even the homie John Shaft get up on there and get their testimonies, homie, that just sparked up my little day right there, you know what I'm saying? And I forgot all about that right now at this moment, you know what I'm saying? But it took this platform fit to get that way, you know what I'm saying? So y'all helping me more than I can help myself right now, so I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? And all praise due to Allah to everything.
Amen to that. Yo, Cocaine, these telephone lines is going like super crazy, man. And, you know, just sitting here, you know, watching the cue board, it's just a blessing, you know, to see so many folks that are taking time out of their day, you know, to call in and join this platform, man. It's a blessing. We want to thank all those that are still on hold. We're going to get to everybody today. We're trying to move through it, but we want to allow everybody, you know, their proper time to give, you know, God their praise and their glory. So we're going to do our thing. Let's keep these lines moving. I got a Skype caller in the building. I know who this is, but we're going to bring him in real quick. Unknown caller, what's going on with you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. What's going on with you, bro?
Brother. All praises due to God, man. This is Octavius, man. I just want to give a shout-out to you brothers, man, for putting it down, you know, doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Much love. I appreciate you.
I want to give a shout out to all the squares, man. The squares, the ones that stayed out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? The ones that kept their mind and their nose in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? They don't ever get no praise. You know what I'm saying? All praise due to the cats that's on lockdown and the cats that's been through the banging. And, you know what I'm saying? And all that, man. But you know, I mean, let's give love to the squares too. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, they get ridiculed in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they get called marks and squares and suckers. And, you know, those are the kids that we grew up with. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get no love.
As far as that concern, to interject on that, I totally appreciate that. But you know what? That's what I was saying, because anybody that prays God and now we have a platform like we do automatically, you're not the only one on that end being called square, brother. You know, for me to go ahead and talk like I'm talking, just this last 3 weeks alone, I'm more square than a rectangle, fam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So without saying, not to cut you off, brother. Without saying, you gotta realize anybody that prays God's grace, they're gonna become in the opposition and adversary eye square. But at the same time, you know, I totally agree. You know, praise God, because I don't want my children growing up like me, and I want them to be squared in a rectangle.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's gonna get love from, you know what I'm saying, for the grace of God. It's all good, but I say the same thing to the rappers too, man. You know what I'm saying? They're empowered in a position to do powerful things and to help a lot of kids, right? You know what I'm saying? And they've been through a lot, and we all understand that. But my thing is, why wait to go through the pain? Why go through the trials and tribulations when you know right from wrong? You know what I'm saying? I got love for everybody, but I'm not finna praise no murderer or no rapist or no child molester. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I ain't done, though.
You know, it ain't my job to judge you. But I'm saying, you know, when you got people out here that's doing right, working a 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, doing the right thing, they don't get no love. They still consider suckers and squared, and you look at them all crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I think at the end of the day,
I'm just saying those are the things that our community have to overcome. You know what I'm saying? Why the square can be praised as a good guy, as or as a as a as an upstanding citizen, or as a cat that's doing good things.
But well, you know what?
It's about
changing
perception. We need to change our perception on God and in with Him. Is you know what I mean? It ain't square. It's G biz when you rolling with the biggest G of all. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just putting another perspective on it. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like, you know what I'm saying, everybody need to be helped. But even squares need praise too. They need love too. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm talking about the women too. You know what I mean? Not just the fellas. Because we going to do what we do. But my whole thing is, don't wait for a tragedy to come around for you to turn around and go to God. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
you go to God before all that happens.
Say that again.
You know? Don't wait for a tragedy to happen to go to God.
Take your time, Jack.
You know?
That's
all it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel that we in position, you know, to be on top of that game and not let us allow us to go into that. And I grew up in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? So in the 70s and the 80s. So I know, you know, what we was up against, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a tough road, man. It's a tough road when you're trying to feed your family. It's a tough road. You got choices to make, and it's hard. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to take up too much of your time. I just appreciate you guys, man. I just want to give another perspective on life, you know what I mean?
You know what?
Amen to that.
And
that's true. That's true what you said. But it starts with, you know, with those that have been through it to be able to tell that story. Like you just said, don't wait to go through it to find God. Get him now. We went through it for you. We bumped our head already. Listen to what we're talking about. And that's what this platform is for us to call in and to, you know, bring that dialogue up to where we could talk about what we've been through so we can spare somebody else that struggle and let them know at the end of the journey we found God and things changed, so you need to get with them now. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the last thing, you know, whether what any walk of life you come from, whether you square or whether you come from a suppressed environment type situation, regardless, we must have all humility. So that means if I teach my kids, you know, what the society says is square, without implementing the plan of struggle, you know, I'm not just going to get my kids cars and nothing like that. You got to get a job and work for it. So that way that humiliation, even though they grow up right, not according to a gangbanger or whatever it is, even though they grow up right, I still got to let them know and be seasoned by what's out there. Because we don't want them to be shelled it up without knowing what Jesus' mission was. See, Jesus wasn't in high places or principalities where the high squares were. He was right there in the paint. So that's why it's crucial and imperative for us to remember, even as we want what society say our kids to be squared, we still want them to know the dirt that's out there. So that's why it's important to have all walks of life and, of course, praise, you know, the people that have been grinding out there for years and doing things, but we as saints have to be careful, because you know why? Because that's where the enemy can come in. You can go good for so long, but if you don't drag your feet with humiliation, you can become carnal. And then you kick God out the driver's seat and you forget the struggle. Well, therefore, we got to remember, as we, what society says, grow our kids up square and different things, we still got to let them know, hop over that broom, it's dirty. Because this modern-day slavery out is why Yeshua, or Isa in his Muslim name, walked in the first place. He didn't get no squares behind him. He got riders behind him. Why you think he handpicked the disciples like he did? So we have to be careful and go back to the Word of God and study, and then at the same time outweigh the pros and cons and keep an open mind about everything. So we salute you, brother.
Amen to that. Well, we got a lot of callers. I want to shout out all my 909s, my 562s, my 732s, 760s. We got 661 in the building, 323 still hanging on with us. We're going to give you a little bit of music, man. Let the spirit persuade you, and we're going to come back to you. We thank you for holding on, and we're glad that you decided to join the Men of Faith in Action this Sunday afternoon. Here we go.
Oh. I've been through so much. All I need is a change. Prepare myself for brighter days and say goodbye to the pain. And in the midst of all this rain, still I praise his name. Cause I know nobody else could ever love me the same. No homies from the gang will get a life to spare me the strife. These broads in the street, they don't love me. Make my woman my wife. In God we trust and know we trust. It's still all about us. Who don't go through problems at times, but we can't give up. Keep my faith in he that made me. Ain't no problems or no maybes. I know that God got me. Even though the world's so crazy, and lately I've been thinking about smoking weed and drinking my needs. He's been meeting my family, we've been eating. What else can I ask for? The passion to mash mo, just ask him, be sure to show. Don't pass him and lose your soul. Imagine if we just grow and shake the world we can stress and use my gift in this profession to bring the world the message.
Oh, this is my message. God is everything you need. I'm so tired of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why.
God, I know I made mistakes, yet you love me and strive. Focused on paper to make, I move through ego and pride. The newest ride and lots of jewelry don't make me a man. But sacrificing it all just to follow your plan. You got it all in your hands and it's mine to gain. Keep my faith in God and stay deep in the game. Prophecy in every verse I write, the Lord to control. Move the world with message, music, attract the young and the old. Never thought that I would lead my people, show them the way. Tap into the highest source, reveal the power to pray. It's now or never, he's coming back any day. Never lack but see plenty. All we gotta do is do what he say. It's so simple, then tell me why it seems so hard. Never said it would be easy, just stay focused on God. Never let up on your dream. Where there's a will, there's a way. Do the will of God, it'll be okay.
This is my message. God is everything you need. I'm so tired of stressing. Every day I'm on my knees asking him why. Oh, why? Why do I feel this way inside?
Now I know my mission, I be a fool to abort. Left my lawyer alone and walk with God in the court. Though my destiny seems blurry, got the faith not to worry. I know my prayer's been heard, God gon' show up in a hurry. He got a plan for me to lead, I gotta step into position. Gotta get the world's attention, I got that flow to make them listen. Not a fantasy, we're not here by mistake. It's a purpose for our being, what we're seeing is fake. All the bling and all the money, it's not what it is. It's a trap to get you caught up, and that's what it did. Put my mind on worldly acceptance, lost track of the truth. I disappointed my people, didn't lift up to you. Now I know better, in fact, this is my love letter. To the world, when it's cold, it's like a warm sweater. So pick yourself up if you fall, I pray you never stay down. No, you're never alone, cause God will always be around. It's my message.
This is my message, God is everything you need. There's no need of stressing, every day I'm on my knees, lifting him high.
Yeah, that was some music by your boy Justified, The Message. Let me bring my boy back on so we can chop it up some more with these callers. What's going on with you, Coca? You still with me?
Oh, man, that's tight, man. Don't run from the fight, run to it, man. And that's testimony. And, you know, with that song and what the brother was touching on, even Octavius bringing a different perspective, that's what the whole body needs, you know what I'm saying, a different perspective. And you know, just, you know, at this point, man, I got a peace over me right now. I can't even understand it, but I know where it come from. It did come from the Almighty.
Right. Yeah, that song, you know, it's just like I said, I try to do my part, and you know, God has blessed me with the gift of music. So therefore, you know, I've tried to use that outlet as, you know, somewhat of a ministry. People get caught up on wordplay when they talk about gospel and ministry and this and that. I'm not here to be nobody's preacher. I can't save nobody. All I can do is share my testimony, and that's pretty much what this Mafia Radio is about, is for our people to call in and share their testimony. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the callers that's on the line that called in to share their testimony. We're going to keep it moving. I believe this number is been holding on for a while. Let's go to this 323-347. 323-347, you with us?
Yo, you're on Mafia Radio.
Okay, they're not ready to bring it in. Let's keep moving down this line. I'll come back to that. We got a 323-377 in the building. 323-377. Good afternoon.
Yeah, that's me. Good afternoon, this is Bubba Lowe. What's going on, Justified?
What up with your Uncle Bubba? What's cracking, brother?
Man, only God, man. That's all I can say right now, man, is only God. Only God, only God, only God, and again, only God.
That's it, man. Hey, man, what up, Bubba Lowe? This coat.
What's up with you, baby? Happy New Year to y'all, man.
Man, Happy New Year. Many blessings, man. One of the most funniest in the world, man. God bless you, man.
What's up? Hey, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how good God is, man. Listen, you know, I spent New Year's Eve doing a New Year's Eve comedy show, man, right? And the Holy Spirit took over, and we went from doing the comedy show to me doing the heart to prayer, praying in 2014. And when I tell you, the devil is mad. Let me tell you something. The devil is mad. Just the other day, I was supposed to do the show in Ontario with Mike Jeffs, right? And one of my really good friends tried to jump on me. Y'all weighed me by 200, right? But it didn't hurt me. It didn't hurt me. It hurt my feelings more than it did my physical, right? But the glory of it all is that, you know, God is allowing everything to dissipate. I don't have to resort into going back to being the old Buffalo West Side neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go back to that. Bad as I wanted to, I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time,
it's a learning process. You know, it's telling me, God, tell me, I gave you the talent. Use it to the best of its ability and use it in the right way. And know that only I am the one that is in control of your talent and your career, not no other man. You understand what I'm saying? So I was mad.
Right.
I was mad by him because I'm like, how you gonna put me off the show because of your security? You know what I'm saying? Let me work.
Right.
But the glory of it all is I didn't need to be there no way because it showed me who Mike was. You know what I'm saying? It showed me that you can only go so far with people, and then it's time to do your own thing. And depend totally on what God gave you, not what Mike just gave you, not what your homeboy gave you, not what your girl gave you, but what I gave you.
Right.
So I'm stepping out justified, and I am bringing the show your way another one. Well, Hurricane is involved. The comedy contest with AJ Johnson, one of my prayer partners, Ezell from, you know, off of Friday. So God is good, brother. I'm happy for y'all. If y'all have found a channel where men can call in, men of God, men that really know God, men that really want to know God, to call in and talk to you brothers, man, and share their testimony. Because you know where I come from, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. And for you to share that testimony with the audience out there, friends and fam, it's powerful, Bubba Lowe. You know what I'm saying? I came down there when we was chopping it up, and, you know,
right.
And you dropped me off at the telly in San Diego after that show you did with Mike Epps. We was
right,
really
right.
chopping it up about unity and different other things like that. And God plants seeds in our mind, and sometimes it don't be the season for it to come out. You know, but when it comes out, he reveals everything, and he does it right on time, all the time.
Yes, it is.
You know
what?
So
the reality of it, if I could yell out, "Crip," I can yell out Jesus.
La, ha, 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 say that.
If I can ask a nigga where he from, I can ask a nigga who he believe in.
That's right. That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hey, Bubba Log, I reached out to AJ earlier through the Facebook, man. So, you know, when you link up with him, let him know this Mafia Radio is real, man. We need him, you know what I'm saying, to step up to the plate and call in and share that real with us because, you know what I'm saying, we can't hide our faith. We can't hide what we believe. We got to share it. Like that old school song, This Little Light of Mine, man, we got to let it shine. So when you holler at the homie, let him know that Cocaine is Justified got this Mafia Radio, and, you know what I'm saying, call in and do what it does.
Hey, Coca, now listen to this. Listen to this. We are only God made this happen. I hooked up with Free Ray Rick. I told Free Ray Rick about the Comedy Convicts, hosted by A.J. Johnson, his brother Peanut, my best friend Hurricane, ex-gang members that's been convicted and been to jail, right?
Right.
This is our comedy crew. I'm the headliner on that, right? So the whole thing is Free Ray Rick is putting us on tour, man. And we're bringing back old school rappers. When I come off stage, finish headlining, we looking for rappers, old school rappers, man. The Quicks,
yeah.
The Utes, the you know, the Cocaines, the Dog Pound, the what's the nigga name? Taiwan, Sugar Free.
Yeah.
You know, we eight cities from San Diego all the way up to Sacramento, and our last stop for California, it's going to be L.A., and, you know, we're going to do it real big. So, you know, y'all write my number down, Cocaine, because,
I got your line, Bubba. I got your line.
Yeah, so, you know, so we... Okay. So we can collaborate, bro. Yeah, man,
let's get it, fam. We got to get on a couple more callers real quick, but I love you, Bubba Love. I know Jay love you, man, and we appreciate that testimony, fam.
Yes, sir. We're going to keep it moving. We got a 909 that's been holding with us for quite a minute. We're going to bring him in right now. 252, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, the men of faith and action. What it do?
Subway to Justified.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Yeah, it's King Glenn.
How you doing, boss man? Clean Glenn in the building. What's good with your brother?
You know, I was sitting here thinking, like, you know, what I'm going to say. You know, I got a lot of things to say, but I'm going to keep it short. I think I was supposed to talk about Justified. I always keep my eye on Justified, you know, in this rap music and in this spiritual realm, you know, and he haven't switched up. You know, he's not perfect, I'm not perfect, and nobody that said and broke bread with Jesus at that Last Supper was perfect. So, but I remember when he reached out to me and we had that first Mafia meeting, you know, I was right there. And as time has progressed, I've seen that he stayed consistent, and now it's a radio show. And I'm hearing all these brothers calling in to use this platform, you know. And, you know, I wanted to tip my hat to Justified, you know, for staying consistent and constantly trying to reach out to brothers to give them some insight, as well as he maintains his large schedule dealing with all that music. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the hardest working people that I know. You know, and I see him, and I just wanted to tip my hat to him. You know, so far, 2014 has been blessed for me. 2013 was blessed for me, but I envision more blessings coming this year. You know, so that's what I just wanted to speak on, basically, is for Justified to keep going in the path that he's going, you know, and I'm familiar with Cocaine. I remember a song back with the Co-Defendants. I remember when I was rolling with 40 Glock, you know, name kept popping up, you know, so I'm familiar with you too, bruh. But by the same token, as I was saying, I just wanted to you know, commend Justified for his consistency and being able to balance both worlds and, you know, and stand on that spiritual path as well. That's all I had to say.
Hey, man,
nice
I appreciate
you,
bro. I appreciate that, you know, for real, for real. And like he said, we got together at that first Mafia meeting, you know what I mean? It was it was crazy that, wasn't it like 12 of us or something like that was there on that first one? And it was just a great night where we got together and we just talked about God and, you know, the things that we was going through as men in our own lives and, you know, somebody else having a solution for one of the problems that the others may have been going through. And it's a vision that, you know, that God entrusted me with. And like I said, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, supporting the Mafia from day one, bro.
Yeah. I wanted to say this too, man. You know, no disrespect to a lot of the gang members that have called in. You know, I understand the path that they went. You know, I've been in and out of jail, all up in the penitentiary. I've seen a lot, done a lot. You know, but one thing that, a lot of people, they don't understand when they ask me where I'm from, and I tell them that I don't bang. I never bang. You know what I'm saying? And the reason that I never bang was because, you know, I did a lot of studying, and it was 110 million Africans that came across the Middle Passage, you know, on slave ships, and 90 million of their bones are laying in the, at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So the strongest of the strongest are the ones that made it here. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it like this. Whether I know you or not, you're still my brother because you came from the strongest of the strongest that made it here. So what would I look like trying to kill you? That's
right,
why I never came.
Right. Show you right. Well, that's good. And, you know, if real briefly before we get on another call, this Coca, fam. Much love to you and your family. God bless you. And, you know, it was more than conspiracy theory set up, man. You know what I'm saying? From Ronald Reagan being the governor of California to breaking up the Black Panthers, you know, that's
yeah.
where banging derives from in the first place, brother. You know, it was perpetuated on us. It's a modern-day Willie Lynch, man. So we know how the system does, and we were never – first of all, we were never – Bloods and Crips was never intended to war in the first place. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You know, we were taking care of our own, but they didn't want to see it because anything, us as a culture, whether black or brown, anything we put our hands on and we perpetuate that intelligence, we stand king. We stand queen, tall in what we do. You know what I'm saying? And that's something
exactly.
that the enemy does not want us to do. He wants us to go ahead and revert our attention around and when a person like yourself, who's a perfect model for us to follow, you know, how it should be, keeping it real, but I never don't bang, you know, that's your walk of life. That's the same way where we want our children. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, you my brother, whether you banged or whether you went and graduated from Harvard. We are all the same in the melting pot, fam. And for you to come on this show, you know, it just shows all walks of life. You know what I'm saying? It makes up the body. You know, it's a hand over here, it's a hand over there, but it's a head, it's the legs, and we all make up one body. So,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I encourage everybody, listen to this brother out there. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real. Everybody keeping it real, thinking. And we're going to have to change this, y'all, as a culture. Everybody thinking love is not keeping it real. A lot of, not everybody, but it's a lot of us out there just don't know how to even talk to a brother because I guess you feel funny because, you know what I'm saying, it's taking away whatever your G-ism is. Let me tell you something. That's something the enemy has perpetuated on us since slavery days. Do you realize that it came out the womb? It is things that happened before we came out the womb. Segregation, violence, abuse. So in order to break the chains off your mind, in order to move better, you do better. One of the things that we have, and we applaud you, brother, is a person to walk high, know the truth, and perpetuate that intelligence. Because we as a race got to have, in order for us, we got to have an economic success as well as spiritual success. Both the two together are powerful, you know.
Exactly.
So we applaud you. We applaud you, brother, because each one teacher is just not a saying from lips. It has to be more into action, brother. And for you to go ahead and do that, may God speed with you. May you affect a lot of people to revert and snatch back what the enemy called Satan took from all of us. So much love and salute to you, fam.
All right. Thank you, Justified, man. God bless.
God bless.
For sure, for sure. God bless you too, brother. We're going to keep these calls moving real quick. We're going to go into this 661. 661-236, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, the Men of Faith in Action.
What's up, Coca?
What's up, Grandma?
Your boy Blue Flame Mega, man. What it really do?
Oh, man.
Blue Flame Mega. What's up with you, boy?
Man, I'm sitting on this Men in Faith in Action, and, man, I don't even know what to say. Y'all on the right path, man. This is something I ain't never heard, especially the rap community do. So I'm in shock. Like, this is history in the making in a real way.
Man, let me ask you something right quick, Sam. What do you think some of the, you know, as you know, I'm putting it down, and now, you know, if you have kids or not, you already know it's something different about life. What do you think some of the ways that you can share with our folks out there, the ways that we can have positive change in our community?
Ah, Coca, that's a cold question. Honestly, man, I look at things differently. It's not about, I do music, but it's not about the music to me no more. I really see if we want to change anything, I mean, we're doing it right now, but we got to change ourselves. But it really starts in our houses, dog. Like, it's, you know, it's in the home where it starts first. You know, we can't really be in action if we out all the time doing our, you know, doing the music thing, doing the work thing. We got to, you know, take care of our homes like, you know, back in the day, like a nigga used to do. And I figure if we can start there, then we'll grow generations after us, you know what I'm saying, that'll have a different outlook or a different perspective on life, man. And I think today's problem with how society is mainly because, like what y'all was talking about, this industrial prison complex and the drugs and all that, you know, we glorify a lot of things that ain't us, you know what I'm saying? And our kids is out there running around, man, like, you know, they don't got no fathers. Their daddies is in jail or they in the street trying to hustle up a meal, and they at home by themselves watching TV, trying to figure out what being a man is. And I think if we don't start inside of our own houses and telling our kids, like, what's really going on out here, man, what the snakes is really doing to us, then I figure it's just going to be the same thing we've been having, man. But if we start there, at least we got a chance. You heard me?
Man, what you want to say on that, Jay?
Man, like I said, you know, is men that's coming on here that's breaking that game down, you know what I'm saying? And I salute, you know, Blue Flame for calling in with that insight. And just, it's beautiful to me. Like I said, I'm seeing it all unfold to where we about to get in action, man. You know what I'm saying? We about to put it together. We got this platform to dialogue and discuss the plan. Now, you know, the next step is to put this plan in action. And we about to affect change, man. I salute you, Blue Flame, for, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I see you on Facebook. I see your post. I know you're a deep brother. I know you're thinking about the moves you're making. So, you know what I mean? I just want to salute you for taking time to call in and share that with us, man.
Salute, Blue Flame. Hello? You want to go on to the next caller or no? I don't know, we lost them, but if you're hearing us out there, salute, Blue Flame, to you out there for sharing that testimony. Someone on the other end, I gangsta guarantee you love that right there, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you giving that insight to bring somebody else's spirits up, and that's what it's about. So, Justify, let's keep the conversation going with the next caller.
Yeah, we're going to go on to this 760 that's been on the line with us for a minute. 760-780, you're in the building.
What's up, Just? What's up? This Malone up in High Desert Lodge up in Victorville. Man, I just wanted to get on and holler at you brothers and tell you y'all doing a positive thing. And, you know, I've watched you for years when we was at church together, even before church. And like the brother said earlier, you know, you never switched up. You never changed. And you done stayed straight on everything that you always wanted to do. And you always kept God first. You know, y'all done had some callers on here, Bubba Loke, the homie, a bunch of other folks that have said some stuff that, man, I don't even know where to start. They didn't just hit so many topics or so many things that, I mean, it's all positive. And I really, really do salute you and Cocaine for doing what y'all do and trying to get the community in action, and not just the community but the men of faith in action, because without faith, we have nothing. You know, and faith without works is dead. The Bible tells you that. So you're going to have all the faith you want to, but if you ain't using your faith and if you ain't doing nothing with your faith, you ain't doing nothing for anybody as well as yourself. So, you know, I just want to salute y'all.
Amen. So we definitely appreciate you calling in, you know what I mean? And like you said, faith without works is dead, and that's the thing. We can believe all that we want to believe, but if we don't believe that God is going to give us the provision to fulfill the vision, then, you know what I'm saying, what are we really doing? So we got this platform to where the men of faith, you know what I'm saying, can come together and get in action, you know what I mean, and really, really put in that kingdom work out in the streets. The church is fine. That's beautiful. You know what I mean? I go to church, you feel me? But it's a people that's not in them walls that need to be reached, and that's, you know, what our mission really is supposed to be if we believe in what we believe in, is to go out and be fishers of men, you feel me? So this show is just one big casting net, and we trying to draw and catch them fish, man. You know what I mean? We putting that good word as the bait, and we're going to do what we got to do, man. So we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and I feel that because, you know, like the Bible also says, God gave us many talents, some 1, some 10, some 5, some 100. But you got to use all your talents that he gave you, not just one. He made you a rapper. Amen. He put you in the music. He put you in a whole lot of different things. But you done branched out into radio. You done branched out into community activism. You done branched out into concerts and stuff to raise money for homeless people and different things. So use all the talents. For all the brothers out there, use all the talents. Don't think because this talent has stopped or you're not able to use this certain talent that you think you got, think about all the other stuff he done allowed you to have and gave you the ability to do, and put those into action too, and you'll find that it's a full picture, not just a single picture, but a full picture. Look at the whole picture of what he brought you on this earth to do as a man, as another brother, and for the community, and you'll be successful in everything that you do. So you brothers just keep it up. I just wanted to give y'all this shout out, and like I said, anything y'all need from us up here in the desert, let us know. Let us know we can be there, and we'll try to do what we can, man.
Oh,
amen to that.
Glory to God.
Long.
Glory to God.
So, Coca, we been holding it down. We got about another 40 minutes left in the show. We haven't given our listeners too much music today, but I think it'd be appropriate music right now.
Yes, sir. Let's go pay a couple bills, you know, and come back, play some of that good spiritual music. And then we're going to come back with the other callers on the line. I know they want to get their testimony and views and everything. So you ready to go pay some bills, Jay?
Yes, sir. Real quick before we do, if you are listening online and you want to call in and share your testimony, the number is 646-200-4945. It's the Men of Faith in Action Radio Show, Mafia, with Justified and Cocaine. We're going to keep it moving with some of this good music that make you think about some things. Do G's get to go to heaven? I don't know.
Dedicate this to my man, Tupac. Rest in peace, boy. You know it's all love.
To pray, believe I know better, but somehow I feel I'm lost at the crossroads. But then I'm scared to move across. Could it be what I'm drinking that got me thinking like I'm thinking, Lord, I need help, but I can't help myself. Awaken to the sound of sirens, making shine. Kids in the street with no food to eat. Prostitutes getting money in their only profession. But Lord, I've only got one question. Do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But if so, I'd like to know, do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But if so, I'd like to know, do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. And if I took a life, or perhaps sold some dope, would you discriminate upon my entry to the gate? I need to know my fate, cause now my life ain't straight. But just looking, this place where I live is oh so crazy. I didn't shoot that man, but I watched him die and saw the pain and the struggle in his eye and didn't cry. So when I start to hear the thunder, are you taking me under? Or is my sin just as bad as the gunner? Did Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But this, so I'd like to know, did Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Did Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But this, so I'd like to know, did Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. For every time I walk by, and every time I got high, for every man that I watch die, Lord, I need to know, do Jesus get to go? For all the women that I ran through, those that I did and didn't plan to, for every scam I ran my hands through, Lord, I need to know, do Jesus get to go? And if they get to go, when it's time to meet my maker, will he understand that I am only a man, flesh and bone, born to live and die in a zone? And it gets lonely sometimes, trying to make it on your own. When my baby cries, my intentions are to feed and fulfill the needs of my one and only seed. And if I rob and steal, let it read in my will, pay back the ones who fell victim to my guns on the run. But knowing that I can't hide, why do I feel the way I feel inside? It's like my soul is leaving me. Are you deceiving me? I hear voices saying, believe in me, is it you? I hear that there's a man named God who can fix it when it's twisted. Not saying that I'm all that bad, but I could use a little help, cause at times I can't help myself. Do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But if so, I'd like to know, do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. But if so, I'd like to know, do Jesus get to go to heaven? Cause I don't wanna die. Do Jesus get to go? No man shall enter the gate. Do Jesus get to go? But by the Son, do Jesus get to go? You can believe that. Do Jesus get to go? Do Jesus get to go to heaven? Do Jesus get to go? If so, I'd like to know, do Jesus get to go? Cause I don't wanna die.
Ourselves asking that question, do G's get to go to heaven? It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your boy Justified and Cocaine. What it do, Coca?
What it do, fam? Enjoying myself, you know what I'm saying? Just honored to be a part of Mafia Radio. You know, I'm glad God planted the seed in you, Justified. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate God, what he does, you know, for, you know, as he uses vessels. And we all vessels, you know, at the end of the day, you know, but it's not about you, not about me. It's about who?
Him.
It's about who? It's about
him.
And that's it. That's it. That's it. So, you know, we going along on this radio show. We appreciate everybody, you know, calling in and listening. You know, that's what it's about. You know, if you knew better, you do better. And the first thing that we're able to invoke is the good spirit, that Holy Spirit, and just conversation that people can talk. You know, next week we'll be having prayer, you know, for some brothers that, you know, need the prayer and don't necessarily know how to, you know, or you know, have enough nerve that time to want to say anything. We'll pray or get you prayed up, you know, for, and we'll have that for you as well. So, you know, with no other further ado, brother, not to jabber-jow so much. Justify, you want to go into another song before we take some more callers? Y'all call in now. Call in. Give your testimony.
Yeah, we appreciate all the callers that are on the line with us now that have been holding on with us with the show. Some of them have already come on and spoke what they wanted to speak, so we definitely appreciate you guys holding on to the line and checking out the show. We do have a caller that just popped into the queue a few minutes ago. We're going to go to him real quick. Him or her, I have no idea who it is. It's a 323-710. You're in the building with Justified and Cocaine, Men of Faith in Action.
Justified and Cocaine, Men of Faith. This is Brother Cam from where I'm from. I'm from Washington.
You know where you from.
I'm from
Cam.
Hey,
what up, brother?
Salam, man. Peace and Hotep and all that. Shalom. I'm listening to y'all, man. I'm getting energized from what I'm hearing, man. We need way more of this going on.
Yeah,
amen,
yeah, brother.
Amen to that. What's good with you, sir, man? I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, reaching out, you know what I mean, and hollering at us, bro. You're, you know, definitely been an inspiration to me. I mean, I might not like every post or comment on everything, but I'm watching, brother, and I'm getting the knowledge and, you know, the information that you're out there sharing, bro. And, you know, this is just another format, you know what I'm saying, for us to put that knowledge out there. And we're talking about life. We're talking about God. We ain't talking about religion. We ain't talking about who's this, who's that. But we know it's all centered in love and that, you know, it's some knowledge out there. And you definitely are a knowledge spitter. You feel me? So I thank you for calling in and, you know, breaking out of your busy schedule to make some time for the Men of Faith in Action show, bro. Much love.
Man, it's all love. You already know, man. We all we got, you know, and we all we need at the same time. So,
Yes, sir. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you real quick, man, because you've been in tune for a minute to really what's going on, you know, from a spiritual point of view and a scientific point of view as far as the word and the message out there. What are some of the things that we could do to help cause an impact in our community? Because we got this going on, that distraction, and I know, brother, you know that you've been seasoned in that message, and give our audience something from Brother Cam. I know they're gonna feel it, man. They need to hear from Cam himself. You dig?
Man, I think. Thank y'all. First of all, I'm just a student, man. I'm just a little brother. I'm a student, but I think the main thing we got to have, because life is real and it's physical as well as spiritual, the main thing we got to have, we got, like the Bible says, we got to be fishers of men and women. So we got to, in order to go fishing, you got to have bait. So we got to have some real attractive bait. Like if we need to be in the Bentleys or with the nice cars and the nice homes and nice clothes and all of that, not being of the world, but we definitely in this world, you know what I'm saying? We got to secure the same kind of benefits that the people that's distracting our people got. And you have to lure them into the right way where you ain't got to sell your backside and you ain't got to do this to get these same luxuries. You know what I'm saying? We got to show them how to get these luxuries and ball out the righteous way. That's what I think. So that's the page I've always been on, like, get them benefits. Ain't nothing wrong with being wealthy and rich and all of that, but it's why you getting it and what you doing with it once you got it.
Right. You know what? You're absolutely right. To interject on that, what I got up out of that, brother, is that we really need to start reintroducing love again. You know, a house divided, a house will fall. You know, like I always say this analogy, an apple tree is different from a peach tree, different from a plum tree for a reason. Because it all grows from one earth, but they're different. But they still grow from one earth. So me and that said is that we, my brother, we got to reintroduce love again, because going back to what Justify said, if everything is centered around love, you got to remember all the planets are lined up because they're centered around the sun, that might, that center.
Yeah.
And we got to go ahead and just open up dialogue, not be so confused just because of the different doctrines that we that resonates in our spirit, but above all, you know, whether Yah, whether Allah, whether Isa, whether Yahshua, you know what I'm saying? He works, it's the Most High, and when the Most High give you that good energy, we want to be able to have it infectious, because that's what it is. These brothers can't relate because of the simple fact that they don't have no one to relate to, so it's hard for them to change all the time. Yeah. And let us not, you know, take away all the props with the ones that are working for the Father that are all the good preachers out there, all the good imams, all the good people, because it's good and evil in everything. It don't matter what you do, it's good and evil in everything. But see, one thing we understand, Brother Cam, is that God never consulted our past to determine our future. He said, okay, I will use that for the wealth of the wicked will always be stored up for the righteous. So, you know, 48 laws of power, fam, it's timing. And right now, God is moving in 2014. He's bringing all walks together. And the only way we, you know, and this is not subject, of course, to just us as a culture, but in particular to our own culture. Fam, we need it. We need God more than ever. We need love. The love of God and the love of grace more than ever, fam. So by telling my brothers, Brother Cam, I love you. Brother Justified, I love you. Right then, what we did is planted a seed in someone other brothers or sisters' mind, because the reason why some of these sisters can't do the way they do, because we don't have the men's in the household leading by example. You know what I'm saying? They want to act more girly than the girl. You know what I'm saying?
And if I can interject on that real fast, Parker, when you just said, Cam, I love you, Justified, I love you, that was on my mind earlier, that we've come to a place where, like, brothers don't say that to each other no more. It's like a pause when you say it. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, when we do it on Facebook, they'll put the hashtag no homo behind it, because that's what the world has done to us. It's made us feel like we can't tell each other we love you and it not be bad. You know what I'm saying? Not realizing the power and the strength of saying that. And I catch a lot of my homies off guard, so I'll be like, love you, bro. And they be like, yeah, me too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to get back to that love, man. We got to get back to where we show each other love, where we walk past each other in the street and say, how you doing? And a nigga want to mean mug you. Like, you feel me? Like, that's ridiculous. That's what the world has done to us, to where we fight ourselves, homie. So, like, love will bring all that to a cease. So if we can all learn to love and really, you know, push that, the definition of it out there and do it, man, boy, we'll move mountains.
I got another question for you, Brother Cam. I got another question for you. And, you know, it just popped up on my mind. There's been a lot of killings in Chicago, a lot of killings all over the U.S. For any suppressed environment, the youth has been going buck wild. My question is, what are some of the solutions we can interject into slowing it down, as far as the community is concerned, and having these kids inspired into a different direction?
Like you said earlier, it's still about the love thing. Love ain't just a, like they say, it ain't a noun, it's a verb. You know what I'm saying? Love equals duty. You gotta do something. It's like the word, like faith. Faith without works, faith without actions is dead. We can't just say we love each other. We gotta do something about it. So, With these youngsters, a lot of them wouldn't even be doing what they're doing if they had somebody like us just to pay them attention. It ain't about giving them money or this and that, but just really be genuinely concerned about what they're going through or how they was raised or some kind of dysfunctional thing they might be raised up in the house with, or their mom's pops might be on drugs or whatever. But it ain't no counselors no more. That's why, like the Bible say, you know, Jesus or the Lord Christ, you know, he's a mighty counselor. We got to be counselors again to each other. You know what I'm saying? If somebody really going through something, don't get on Facebook and laugh behind their back and gossip and spread. Like, help them. Want for your brother and sister what you want for yourself. Treat you know other people the way you want to be treated if you're going through something. So if we practice that, like I say, each one, not just teach one, but each one, you know, just acknowledge and treat one the way you would want to be treated. It ain't about teaching. Just treat another person the way you want to be treated. And that got a chain reaction domino effect in itself right there.
Wow, you know what I got?
You just said that
real
quick, and I'm sorry to cut you off, bro. But with him saying that, imagine the impact of, you know, how when you go out and you make your special appearances, and us that, you know, got identities in the game, how young brothers, they flock to us. You feel me? They want to take the picture. They want to conversate. Let's hit them.
Feel me? Let's talk to them. Let's dialogue with them. Let's give them what they want, but not the way they think they want it. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, each one reach one, man. And you have the power. Cocaine has the power. Battle Cat did the show. He has the power. Big to the Boy called in. He has the power. We can reach our young generation, like you said, by reaching out to them and dialogue with them and showing them that love that they're looking for, because the gangbanger and the dope dealer and the pimp show going to want to put them on. You feel what I'm saying? So if we don't go to the streets and draft pick these youngsters and bring them up for something good, they're going to go to the other team. The other squad going to pick them up. They're going to make soldiers out of them. So we got to be willing to make soldiers out of these young men by telling them the truth and not catering to their egos and their false perception of Hollywood. You feel me?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, you know what, and going back to that, what y'all saying, action really do speak louder than words, and at the same time, you know, we lead by example. Remember, all pennies add up to a dollar, so the more we do it, even through increments, you know, it will add up. And
that's right.
All we doing as brothers is showing that we can get together. We cut from that same suppressed environment that you young brothers is. But the difference is, this is what we do as far as entertainment, but that's not who we are. We have family. We have kids that we show the right way without being too much carnal or anything like that. We want to teach them how to be men and how to be young daughters and how to take responsibility. And then life ain't just given to you like that. You got to earn respect to get your respect from the men out here. So that means you got a civil duty. That means we got to get back to military and disciplining ourselves. And the only way we're able to do that, going back to what you said, Brother Cam, is in the first place, it takes two to tangle. So the first invitation is to open up dialogue. It's to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because if we can talk at the problem all day, but if we don't open up dialogue and pay attention, we're not going to be able to make anything manifest for ideas and innovative ways we can to help our people. And not only that, just to do it for the Most High in our families, because our families are suffering more than ever, and especially down in the suppression in the ghettos right now. We are suffering more than ever. There is degradation and things are being deterred away, you know, from all the way from criminalizing music to corporations. We could be here all day talking on the phone. We just skimming off the top like a flat rock. But if you really want to get deep, throw that bowler in the deep end, and you're going to see where in the abyss of that sea, it's all kind of things that if we don't get aware right now and you don't be cohesive towards listening to Brother Cam's, like, and listening to Brother Justified and other brothers that talk with that testimony, hey, the train is coming, like Curtis Mayfield said, and you about to be left. And we don't want to be left, because we can't say we didn't warn you. And this is, I'm not out of the neck of the woods like Brother Cam ain't, like Brother Justified ain't. We are all accountable. But if you knew better, you do better. You know what I'm saying? And we want to encourage everybody that, look, hop on the train. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like this. What is a man to profit the world or lose his very soul? For it's easy for a camel to go through an eye level of a knee than a man to change in his ways. So we want to get the ones that where we need to reach, and that's the youth right now. You know what I'm saying? We need to get the youth. We need to grab them by the hand, tell them we love them, but at the same time, let the spirit lead us. Because we can't, you know, we can't go on emotions, just emotions. Number one, we got to go on our faith. That, okay, if I do this and do that, Almighty God, Allah, walk by, inshallah, Lord Jesus, he's going to bring this through. Because what we're doing, we're saying to y'all, Mafia Radio testimony, it's bigger than us. It's not about just our testimony. It's not because... At the same time, none of us on this phone will ever send mixed signals, because at the same time, I'm like cussing Peter. I ain't even going to lie. It is something that God has to break the yoke on me. But see, God uses that. So many people try to be prestigious and uppity. Well, that's cool and all, but like it says in the Word of God, you were sitting at Matthew's house, and a lady was breaking calabash and firing oil, and the people was just like looking at him like, why are you doing that? And Jesus was basically clowning them in parables like, you're a sinner, find a garment. So therefore, if God was to bring me $1 billion today, if God was to, and according to the law, I was to live my life according to the law every single day, I would still miss out, miss the point if I didn't have humiliation about myself. If I didn't say, to myself, the opposition, only thing they look at me, no matter what they, I'm making money, I will be like Michael Jackson, just another nigga to these guys. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta. It's not about just we want to live our lives leading by example to let them know, and even in teaching our kids that okay, of course I don't want you to grow up like us, but I love you, young brother. I love you, young sister. I tell my daughters, like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And I be on them because just letting them go out the door and not grabbing them and telling them, you know, that's wrong. You know, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And we got to get back to that family. So, you know, that's what the whole thing is in a nutshell, getting back to that family, you know, letting these young brothers and sisters know you have a dialogue, you have a mouth, you can open up your mouth and let it speak. But the only way they're able to do that is if we lead by example and we continue to inspire these kids to consistency, because we don't want it to be like African medallion chain. You know, everybody had on one of them in the 90s. You see them wearing that now? They don't even wear that now. So conversations like this, we appreciate you, brother, because we're going to keep going at this, and we're not growing weary. Don't you grow weary. And don't you apologize for your blessings. So when the Lord bless you, no man can take that away. And this is a blessing, not just being blessed, but being a blessing to somebody else. So we salute you, Cam, because you was a blessing to somebody else. I don't know who they is, but somebody that's listening to you, brother, is inspired. So we salute you, brother.
Oh, man. Likewise, return salute, shit, original salute. As you know, that is, I'm just trying to, you know, affect our people, man, like y'all are, while we here. You know what I'm saying? Do something that's gonna live and be honorable when my body is in the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, I know that we like to get our love while we're here, and in saying that, man, my boy Travis, you know, brought it to my attention that, you know, he's trying to present you with a humanitarian award, you know, this year at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, you know what I mean? So try to line that up, man, so you can come out there and accept that, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, you're putting in work.
Yeah, that'd be an honor, man. Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. Yeah, that'd be an honor.
That West Coast Hip Hop Award show is going to be real nice, by the way. And that's another thing, you know, big ups to Octavius, because it was through him, you know, he gave a hoot when certain cats was, whether they was narcissistic or not and didn't want to see it pull together, he pulled people together, and I salute that brother for throwing a West Coast Hip Hop Award show when in fact that I ain't going to name no names, some of the big ones could have did, but they was too busy doing movies. You know what I'm saying? So it's no, you know, it's no haterism against them as well, because anybody that, you know, especially a black man that make it, I encourage you and they celebrate you. But, you know, big ups to Octavius for that. You know what I'm saying? That and congratulations, Cam. That's well deserved, brother.
Oh, man, all praise due to God, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, like the Bible even said, like Jesus said, if you ain't willing to do, you know, all these great things for the least of these, you know what I'm saying, then you ain't really did them for me. So I ain't really into the big names and all of that, because the big names to me is the ones that ain't known, the ones that everybody else is looking over. So I want faith with them. I want to be loved by them. The big names already got enough love or whatever that is. I want to be loved by them.
Well, we salute you, brother, and God bless you and Godspeed, and God bless your family for 2014, brother.
Hey, Cam, and also this is Mafia Radio, man. This is open to all of us, you know, every Sunday, 2 to 4, whenever, you know, you got a seed that God put upon your heart that you want to drop with us, man. This line is always, you know what I'm saying, open to your knowledge, you know what I mean? And for you to come in and chop it up with us, bro, I appreciate you for calling in. And like I said, man, it's love. You're showing love, and we're going to show it right back.
Yeah, this ain't my knowledge. This is our knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
It's our knowledge, but you hold the knowledge. So, you know what I'm saying? The willingness to share it with us is a blessing. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? Each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? We reach each other through our testimonies and through the things that we've learned. And it's the power, what it say, the faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You feel me? You got that word of God in you, and some of these young brothers need that. And this line is open for us to impart that word to them to the best of our understanding.
Yeah, I need that, man, and I appreciate it. I appreciate what y'all are doing, because this is how we get to our people, because this is how the enemy got us in this condition, through these media, through these airwaves. So we got to get right back on the air with, like they are, and hit our people with knowledge, the knowledge of they self, the knowledge of, you know, ye are all gods, children of the Most High God. We gods, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all got spirit in us. We spirit and flesh. God is spirit and flesh, so... Once we can drop that knowledge on our people of the divinity, the natural godhood of you, and not the circumstances that the sin that we've been born in, and the, you know, the BS that we had to, you know, endure in slavery and all of that. In the midst of all of that, you still a god hiding under that mud. So we're just trying to knock the mud off and pull that god and goddess out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute. Man,
sir.
That was deep, justified. Man, deep, all natural, no additive preservatives. You did this, man, on point, more sharper than surgical tools. Glory to God.
Man.
Amen to that. I don't know if Cam has run off. I know you told me you was going to be in the studio today, but if you want to keep the line, man, we'd love you to ride this last 10 minutes out with us. We're going to go to this other caller that we got coming in from the 312-428. You're on the line with Justified Cocaine and Brother Cam on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
What's up, man? It's your boy Wayne G, man, calling play from the G on the dollar, man. I was just calling the brother Justified told me about it. He told me to call in, and so that's what I was doing. So what's up to you, brother?
What's going on with you, boss, man? We appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, calling in. And, you know, what we do here, we share testimony and insight on what we got to do to get it together. You feel me?
Okay, well, that's what's up. Well, in a nutshell, like, I just dropped the EP Tuesday. It's called The Black Man Screams, you know what I'm saying? And it's based off the album, which is The Screams of the Black Man, which is based off of art series that my mother drew based off things that I was going through in my life, so it kind of came full surface. And so what we're doing now is kind of like trying to, I guess, like enlighten people on what's really going on, because, you know what I'm saying, it's all kind of like propaganda, what you're seeing in your face, because everything that you think happening is not really happening as us, as people, you know what I'm saying, that's just trying to better ourselves. We just have to, you know what I'm saying, look a little deeper than what we actually, you know what I'm saying, seeing in the front, in front of us, you know what I'm saying, because it's all illusion.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a lot of things that, brother, it's a lot of things that is more than conspiracy theories. You know, all the way down to them recording our conversation right now. It's deep, man. It is so deep. It is things that are happening. I don't want to go off too much of the subject, but I will say this. It is things that are happening in the sky right now. It is things that are happening in our food right now. Why do you think people are getting sick at the same time? It is the same thing that are happening when people go get their flu shots right now. It is some evil stuff going on through nanotechnology all the way on a subatomic level, fam. It is deep, and if you don't get aware of it, you understand that it's all kind of things that they're playing with our energy, with harp, and it's things according to prophecy that it's putting a name to it now that was read thousands of years ago from scripture. So that's the thing that we got to be aware of, so we don't skim off the top like a flat rock. We can get deep. And going back to what you said, we can talk about it all day, y'all, but you got to do your studying. You got to sit down and study. That means you need to change your attitude. Your attitude, some of the things that you do, you got to get equipped and educated on and have knowledge on what's going on, because it's things that not only affect you, your family. It's time for us to go ahead from a biblical and a Quran sense to live accordingly to the way we eat and different other things like that, because it poisons on our water, their food. It is so many things that are going on that you would not even, it is scary. And if you don't have the man upstairs guiding you and able to feed you that knowledge, and you have to do the studying yourself. Remember, God don't teach you how to ride the bike, but you got to ride. You got to paddle that yourself. You know what I'm saying? So we as saints, we as stewards, you know what I'm saying? We got to go ahead, and in order for us to lead by example, that means we're going to have to research. We're going to have to do some studying. And not everybody that goes to be a Navy SEAL is going to be a Navy SEAL. But for the ones that do, it's accountable for us to go ahead and tell and relate to the wider audience what's going on. But we remember, we have to move when God tells us to move, because we can't give a baby a whole plate of steak. They're not going to understand. You have to give them baby food. You have to get their attention. And once you get their attention, each time you feed them through consistency, they're going to be ready to eat that steak of knowledge, man. And that's why I'm glad we got a brother like you to go ahead and let everybody know, you know, because that's a conversation that we'll be on the line for like a whole month talking about all the deep stuff they doing to us in them ghettos. Real talk. So we salute you, brother, because that invokes your spirit to spark an idea to help change certain things a part of the community by simply doing one thing. How can you help change your community? Well, if you can't, you don't have the money to give, if you don't have this to give, one thing that you can do is research. The computer is free. You can read a lot of tutorials and different other things that are on the computer, you know, because it has pros and cons. But you gotta take your blunts, take this for 5 seconds. Don't take a cigarette break. Sit your butt down and know what the heck is going on, because it's deep, y'all. It's deep, and if you don't get equipped, you're gonna get left. And it's scary. And all y'all wanna, you know, everybody wanna run around with S's on their chest. Well, if I go like that, nah, partner, nah, man. You don't know what you're saying, bro, because it's one thing if it's you, but it's another thing when the enemy go for your family. Now, brother fool, you got your S on your chest, but then your kids get it. So thank you for letting everybody be aware of that and to spark that inspiration, because that's all anybody need, inspiration for elevation.
Yes, sir. Well, we're coming down to the final 4 minutes of the show. It's been another good one here on the Men of Faith in Action radio show. We want to thank our special caller that called in, Mr. Cam, you know what I'm saying, for coming in with that wisdom that he always brings to the table. Everybody else to touch these lines, we appreciate you for taking time to get with us on this Sunday afternoon. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. So, Coca, we're about to get up out of here, man. Anything you want to say before we shut it down?
Man, faith, keep the faith, brother. Each one teach one, because if they knew better, they do better. So God bless everybody out there. May he keep y'all safe, you and your family, and may he continue to prosper your soul.
Well, we're going to go out of here with some music like we always do. I'm going to twist it up a bit. We've been going out with some, you know, some singing gospel at the end of the show, but I'm going to mix it up a bit. We're going to go out with some DMX called Gotta Know.
You just gotta know.
You ever feel like life just coming at you a million miles an hour?
Hey, man.
You just gotta know.
Walk has been hard, now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt,
yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt,
yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus, devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, but it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and nothing they can tell me now.
You
and just be the strength to fight back inside.
If I ain't cautious, I won't self-inflict my sickness. You know it's true, you was my witness, and how you witness my inconsistence. Yes, be a patient when I need your assistance. And I just gotta know that even though I'm a misfit, I'm still worth more than calamity's fresh gifts. Yes, I'm loved, and I'm pursued. And though I can't feel it, still I know that it's true. Somebody woke me up, and yeah, I know it was you. And yet I keep trying to see it clear in your view. Cause if you get me, I know that you got me. But I'm so insecure, I can't believe that you want me. But then I heard you when I love you, way to adopt me. Well, you can have my own, if you say you won't drop me. Cause I gotta know.
Gotta know.